Moving on with the news now coming out of Nigeria, where the army continues with its crackdown on the country's Islamic movement. Reports say troops have vandalized the burial place of its detained leader's mother. Bulldozers ripped through a building in the northern city of Zaria that houses the tomb of Hajja Saliha Muhammad, the mother of Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki. Witnesses say the house was completely razed. This is the latest in a string of moves against Muslims in northern Nigeria after a bloody crackdown on them some 10 days ago. Nigerian soldiers opened fire on supporters of Sheikh Zakzaki and reportedly killed hundreds of them. They also shot and arrested the prominent cleric. His fate remains unknown. Well, to discuss that further, it seems we have now Mr. Shabir Hassan Ali, who is an activist and Islamic scholar, who is joining us live now via Skype from London. Shabir, thanks for joining us, as always. This certainly seems like a very coordinated effort to erase all signs, if I may say, of the al-Zakzaki family. How do you feel about this?
I think this is a very strange and very disturbing move by the Nigerian government. It seems to be following in the line of Daesh and Boko Haram, which, you know, the Nigerian government professes to be opposed to. But as we know, Daesh, Boko Haram, the Zionists in occupied Palestine have a policy, have a concerted policy of destroying any items of historical value, anything which is sort of respected by people, regardless of whether it's a worship place or not, which of course this place was not. So it's very, very strange and very disturbing. And I think you're right, they're trying to erase the entire Muslim community in Nigeria, the Muslim community that is opposed to Zionism and is opposed to global hegemony of the American Empire. It's a very strange thing. I am now convinced that this is not being led out of Abuja, but out of somewhere else. And the two places that come to mind are Tel Aviv and Riyadh. But of course, behind them is always Washington, London, and such places, sadly.
And Shabir, I, from what it seems like this is almost a provocation to try to get Sheikh al-Zakzaki's followers to become violent, of course, something that they have not been so far, even after his three sons were killed last year, in fact, by security forces. Do you think that this is likely to succeed and or fail?
I believe, like all of these plots that these type of entities do, it is guaranteed to fail. The followers of Sheikh Ibrahim Zakzaki and the good people of Nigeria are better than that. And at the end of the day, by demolishing a building, it doesn't change the fact that there is someone who was the mother of Sheikh Zakzaki, or a center called, you know, the Baqiyatullah Center, which they also destroyed. It doesn't change those facts. All it does is damage the immediate memory of them. These things can be rebuilt. What is going to make people angry is the fact that people are being killed indiscriminately. You know, we've got reports from Human Rights Watch and other places where children were shot as they were coming out of a school just because they happened to be from that grouping. This is what's going to make people angry, and I really hope that the Nigerian government stops this insanity, because it's very similar. If we cast our mind back to when the Zionists occupied South Lebanon, for a while the Israelis were okay, but then they outstayed their welcome. They started oppressing the people, and to quote an interesting book, it said, you've woken up a giant, a sleeping giant. And of course, everyone knows what happened to the Zionists in South Lebanon. So if these people, these Nigerian government people, the military, if they have even an ounce of intelligence in them, they will stop. They will not let the giant that is the innocent, oppressed Muslim people of Nigeria wake up. Because when that giant wakes up, all bets are off, as they say.
Okay, we'll leave it there as always. But of course, we do appreciate your insight, Shabir. That was Shabir Hassan Ali, who'd been speaking to us live from London.